This is Mitzi Burton in Houston. This tape, it's about deliverance of the curses of Genesis and Deuteronomy. The Lord has impressed on me to share this teaching that He gave me with all those that are involved in the deliverance ministry. Some of you might know about this. Back in the month of May 1982, the Lord taught me these things. And as the Word of God says in Isaiah 28 and 9, whom shall He teach knowledge? And whom shall He make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. This is the way that the Lord taught me about the deliverance from these curses. So, since he taught me this little by little, this is a way that I would like to communicate it with you, or communicate it to you, exactly the same way that it developed. So I'm going to start with the time that I was ministering to Sister D. Sister D had a spirit of arthritis that wouldn't go. And I had already ministered to her. And the spirit of arthritis appeared that had gone, but it had not really gone. So my friend A and her prayed together before I would arrive for the ministry. And they had asked the Lord to reveal what was the reason that this spirit was still there. So when I arrived and I started ministering, pretty soon Sister D started having some flashbacks from her childhood many, many years ago. And she saw herself going by the hand of her parents to an American Indian medicine show in her town where she was growing up. And she was a very little girl then. And she saw herself watching this demonstration, and then she saw herself with a can of snake oil and rubbing the snake oil over her body. She was playing with it. Well, the spirit of snake oil came out of her, but the Lord kept showing her more American Indian things. And as I was calling them out, as she was telling me, she would be getting a deliverance from these American Indian spirits. I wrote a list of about 20 American Indian names of spirits that had come out of her. Well, the next day, I was to go minister to a man. The wife had called me and asked me to come minister to him. And this couple, I had already come to pray for them a year previously. And at that time, the wife asked me to see if the Lord was telling me anything in particular about that house. And I'm not a prophetess, and I felt funny that she would ask me that, but all I did was try to listen to the Lord, and he did say Indian burial ground at that time. So I asked my sister if the house had been built on an Indian burial ground, and she said no. So I said, is there anything Indian in this house? She said, no. Do you have Indian blood? No. They said, no. There was nothing to do with Indians, with American Indians. Well, at that time, I ministered to them. But this time, they had requested ministry on a certain area, and I started ministering on that area. But the Lord kept impressing to me to minister in the area of American Indian curses. And naturally, since the day before I had been casting out so many American Indian demons, I thought that it probably was my own impression. But I said, I believe the Lord is impressing on me to minister in the American Indian curses area. And the man said, well, yes, when I was little, I grew up in a town where the Indians would come every Sunday and spread a blanket in the middle of the street and sit there the whole day long. But he said, but they were not putting any curses on anybody or anything. And I said, well, let's minister in this area anyway. Well, we had a lot of deliverance from American Indian curses. I mentioned the same names and I called them out, and they came out from him. And the Lord said again, Indian burial ground. So I called Indian burial ground, and then both of them manifested and had deliverance on this one. Well, we finished the ministry. I finished the ministry there and came home. And the next day, of course, was Monday morning. I was getting ready to go to work, and I was there putting my curlers on and all this, and I was talking to the Lord all the time that I was getting ready to go to work. And I started saying, Lord, how many American Indian demons people have? And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge right there. It dropped in my head, and I knew it was a word of knowledge. I had never received anything like that, because all of a sudden I knew a lot of things that I did not know before. And when I put it in words, it was much longer. It took more time than the time it took to drop in my mind. But it was this, what the Lord said. He said, yes, and there is a curse that everyone has in this country. And it was because when the white man came to this country and started taking the lands from the American Indians, they called for a big meeting, and the ones that came from each tribe were the wise men from each tribe, which happened to be the witch doctor. And they got together and tried to figure out what to do to stop this thing that the white man was doing. And the only thing that they could come up with was with a curse. And the Lord said, and you have this curse. It's called the curse of the immigrant. He said, whenever somebody comes to this country, the minute they put their foot on this land, this curse comes into effect. And he said, and it goes from generation to generation. He said, and you have it, and you break it upon yourself and cast the demon out. Well, I hate to minister to myself, but I did it. Generally, when I minister to myself, nothing happens. But this time, I had deliverance right there in the bathroom. So I called some friends, and I told them what the Lord had said. And they asked me to minister to them over the phone, and I did, and they had deliverance of the curse of the immigrant. So I called Dr. Haggard long distance, and this was the early part of May of 1982, and I asked him if he had heard of this curse, and I said, the Lord has shown me this about this curse, and it really works. And so he, I believe, if I remember correctly, he asked me to minister to him over the phone, and I did. And then he said, Mitzi, you know that Christians are supposed to be prosperous, but you know also that there's a lot of Christians that are not prosperous. And he said, I believe this is some kind of curse that has to be broken. And he said, ask the Lord about this curse. Ask the Lord what is blocking the prosperity of the Christians. So I said, oh, okay. And I, you know, we hung up, and that night before I went to sleep, I was praying, and I prayed, and I asked the Lord to show me what Dr. Haggard had requested. And then I forgot about it. And the next day, I was driving to work, and I was listening to a tape by an evangelist that preaches a lot about prosperity, but this tape was not about prosperity. And while I was driving and listening to the tape, he mentions a scripture from Genesis. And all of a sudden, I hear the Lord saying, that's it. Well, I had forgotten. And the Lord reminded me what I had asked the night before. So when I realized that this was the answer, I just could not believe it. Because this is a curse that the Lord put himself. It's the curse in Genesis 3, after the fall of man, after the fall of Adam and Eve, and the Lord himself had placed this curse. Well, so far as I ministered, I was breaking witchcraft curses, curses placed by other people. And it would never occur to me to break a curse that God had placed himself. But I arrived to my office, and I started working, and I forgot the whole thing. But that night, I felt like having fellowship, and I went to my friend's house, and I brought this tape that I was listening, and we started listening to this tape and studying it, and here he mentions this scripture, and the Lord talks to me again. Well, my friend had to go across the street and left me alone for a few moments. So I took my Bible and I started reading this part of Genesis, which is Genesis 3:17, starting with Genesis 3:17. And when I started reading this, the Lord started speaking to me again, and he said, you see, it's not one curse, it's three curses that have to be broken. And this says, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And the Lord said, this is the curse of eating of the ground in sorrow. And then it continues saying, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the Lord said, this is the curse of thorns and thistles. And then it continues and says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And the Lord said, and this is the curse of eating bread in the sweat of your face. And he said, these are the curses that have to be broken. So I was, to tell you the truth, I was scared. I was scared of breaking a curse that the Lord has had placed. So when my friend came back, she moves in the gift of prophecy. So I said, and you have to ask the Lord about this that he has been talking to me about. I just want to be sure that it is the Lord. Well, the prophecy came back that yes, that I had heard him, that it was him, and that these curses could be broken now, and that we could have prosperity without sorrow. And then he went on to say that he would reveal more things to me. Well, I said, okay, and you're right here, and you have these curses. Are you willing to be the first person that I'll be breaking these curses upon? And she said, yes, go ahead. So I ministered and broke the first curse and commanded the demon to come out, and she had deliverance. And then she had deliverance on the other two curses also. So we were amazed and praising the Lord and thanking the Lord for revealing this. And I started ministering like that. I called a friend and told her and ministered over the phone to her, and she had deliverance. Well, the next day, or not much from that time, you know, not very far from that time, I can't remember exactly it was this the next day, but there was a lady coming to have deliverance, and when I ministered to her in the area that she wanted deliverance, I told her what the Lord had revealed, and that if I could break these curses upon her too, and she said, go ahead. So when I finished breaking these curses and casting the demons out that came with these curses, the Lord then told me, now go to Deuteronomy 28 and break each curse in Deuteronomy 28 and cast out each demon that came with each curse. So I looked at her and I said, I believe the Lord is telling me that he wants me to go to Deuteronomy 28 and break these curses. And she said, well, go ahead. So I started ministering to her the first curse in Deuteronomy 28, and I commanded the demon to come out. And she had deliverance. And brethren, I ministered the whole Deuteronomy 28 curses, breaking them and commanding the demons out of each one of the curses, the demon that came with that curse. So it starts with Deuteronomy 28 and 16. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And it takes over an hour to go through each curse and break it and command the demon out. It goes all the way to the end of the chapter. And this lady had deliverance in about 90% of these curses. So we praise the Lord for teaching us this now. And that night, as I was at home, I called another friend and I told her what had happened about ministering deliverance of Deuteronomy 28 curses. And she said, why don't you do it to me over the phone? So I started ministering to her over the phone, and she started having deliverance of the demons that came with the curses of Deuteronomy 28. And when I finished this ministry of all the way to the end of a chapter, then the Lord said, now loosen the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 upon her. And so I did. But I kept asking the Lord, now Lord, if you placed these curses upon the people yourself, how come is that now I can come and break them? And the Lord said to me, he said, my son died on the cross for the whole world, for every person. And he said, is everybody saved? And I said, no. And he said, whoever will be saved has to do something. He has to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to repent of their sins, recognize that he's a sinner. He has to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives and ask the Lord to forgive their sins. They have to do something. It's done already. He did it on the cross, but each person has to do something to obtain that salvation. He said, Jesus did redeem us from the curse of the law, but it's not automatic. You have to do something to be redeemed from the curse of the law. And this is what you have to do. Break all those curses in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then you loosen the blessings that I promised upon them. So this is the story. And I'm looking forward to the Lord teaching me some more. Precept upon precept and line upon line. As you go through the curses of Deuteronomy, you're going to see that the prosperity that we're talking about is not just financial prosperity. It's a multifaceted prosperity. There are very many areas in which the Lord can prosper us in. So now, for the rest of this tape, I'm going to be ministering to you the breaking of these curses. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have taught us and revealed to us that we can now break all these curses and throw these demons out of us, Lord. Father, I thank you, and I ask that now you anoint this tape, that whoever is listening to it and wants to be free from these curses, that they will receive this deliverance, Lord. Father, I ask that you send angels to surround us, to cut off all the help that the powers of the air might bring to the demons in the people that are listening to this tape. And I thank you, Lord. And Satan, I remind you that you have been defeated by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you have no power or control over the people of God any longer. And I command you now, Satan, that all these demons that I'm going to name will leave the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break the curse of the immigrant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break the American Indian curse of the immigrant back to 50 generations on both sides of a family. And I command the demon that came with the curse of the immigrant to leave now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Move! The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, demon. You come out. Move! Father, I thank you that you have spoken to us about the curses of Genesis, and Lord, now I'm getting ready to break these curses upon your people that are listening to this tape. I break the curse of eating of the ground in sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command the demon that came with this curse to leave, out, move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, out, demon. You cannot stay, you have no more legal grounds to stay. You have to go. The curse has been broken. I break this curse all the way back to Adam and Eve on both sides of a family. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I break now the curse of thorns and thistles in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command the demon that came with this curse to leave. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You have to go, demon. You have no more legal right to remain. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, demon. Move. I break the curse now of eating bread in the sweat of your faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break this curse, and I command the demon that came with it to leave them right now. Move. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you can't stay. You cannot remain. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I break this curse all the way back to Adam and Eve on both sides of their families. And you have to go, demon. You have no more legal right to stay. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, demon. Move. Father, I thank you that you reveal to us that we can break now the curses of Deuteronomy 28. Lord, I thank you for your angels ministering to the people that are listening to this tape. And Father, I now come against the demons that came with these curses. And I break them, and I'm starting with Deuteronomy 28:16. I break the curse that says, cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. I break this curse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command the demon to come out. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You can't stay. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, demon. You come out. Move. Father, now break the curse that says, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. I break this curse upon the children of God that are listening to this tape, and I command the demon to leave them, the demon that came with this curse. Back, I break this curse back to all generations on both sides of the family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the demon that came with this curse to leave them right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Demon, I remind you, you have no legal right to stay. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Move. And now I break the curse that says, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break this curse back to all generations on both sides of the family, and I command the demon to leave right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Father has said that these curses can be broken, and you have to go, demon, and you know it. You move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break the curse that says, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. I break this curse in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, demons, you leave. The demons that came with this curse, move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You have to go. You have no more legal right to remain. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You go where the Lord Jesus Christ tells you to go. Move. And I break the curse that says, the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly. because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. And I command the demon that came with this curse to leave the people now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You move, demon, come out. You have no more legal right to stay. The curse is broken. Out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. And I break the curse that says, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. I break this curse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and demons, I command you to leave. Now, leave the people of God. You don't have any more legal right. You cannot remain. You have to go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of him. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Out. And I break the curse that says, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. I break this curse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command the demons that came with that curse to leave the people of God now. Move! Ye have no more legal right. I command consumption to go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I command fever to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Out. Move. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I command inflammation to go in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Move.